X, mobile. Zulu, 4 Mike, mobile. Last call on station, I missed your call. Hey, Mike. Name here is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. Come out of that. Zulu, 4 Mike, KZ4M. Roger that, KZ4M. Sorry about that. Maybe try holding the mic just a little bit further away from you. It's overdriving or it's muffled. How are you today, Tom?
And haven't really gotten anything that I needed to get done today done, so, it's almost over.
With you there, it's been one more day and I'm ready for it to be over with.
Beautiful sky tonight, wow.
Since I'm sitting all the way Hampton looking right at it.
Correct that. It's a beautiful sky to the west. Anyway.
Tonight, too.
Try to be up at 1830 in the morning just to take a peek at it, maybe.
Just be like from 2 to 5 or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Well, you only got a chance to see it every once every, what was it, 500 and something a year?
Something I'll never see in my lifetime again.
Traffic down there on Lake Hampton right now.
You have red ants and a sea of white ants going the other way. It's moving.
I reckon. I'm coming by Lake Cunningham right now, heading toward Lake Hampton.
There above that three-way stop, that glorious stop there at Milford Church Road, I believe it is.
Supposedly have the red light working now, so hopefully it won't be still a three-way stop.
Hated going that way. I quit.
It's a nightmare. Oh, guess what? Traffic is starting to back up at the fire department. Ain't a good sign.
Sure it's not.
Three-way stop there was the most asinine thing I think I've ever seen the state do.
And allowing to build all those houses up there with no infrastructure to handle the flow of traffic.
And
want to go put those road in there to handle the traffic, they're going to have to do something about the houses or the businesses that are on the other side.
I'm going past the tiny home, whatever you want to call it, place, housing development. Yeah, all that traffic was filled up trying to turn on to Memorial Drive Extension.
We'll get a little better. Now I'm up here on 290.
It's about that Milford Church, and the light's red, of course, so I'm heading down here for the DXA meeting tonight, so I get to see some ham operators.
Okay, what is that?
Club of local DXers, people that like to make distance contacts on HF.
Oh, are they meeting over at Mythos? Okay, that's the SCDX group. I got you now. I talked to Bob quite a bit about that. I try to get over there one day and check it out, but Thursdays are just so long for me. I mean, I've been at it since, been up and left the house before 5 o'clock this morning, and still got at least an hour and a half to 2 hours before I get done.
A long day.
Because I'm working on shortening it up. I'm trying to anyway, but it ain't helping. It ain't working yet.
Make two other errands before the meeting, but it doesn't look like I'm going to have time now. Thank you, traffic.
Get out there on 290. It ain't no fun. Or off Wade Hampton there. It's no fun. So be careful.
Do the same. Sounds like you've got a little bit more precarious predicament than I do anyway. So I have now turned on to North Rutherford. Now I'm heading towards 290.
Okay, so you cut across Milford Church Road and come out that way?
Past Milford Church to North Rutherford and up and over 290.
Okay, well, you just missed me. I just went through that intersection. I was in the white Matt Couture truck.
Just about able to lay eyes on the 290 right now. These cars to get out of the way.
Be careful going that way. Down St. or what is that road there? I can't remember the name of that one, but yeah, that's a. Be careful down through there, too.
That's to always be one of my cut throughs working EMS. I'm quite familiar with the area.
Mobile tool business, I'm all over right around through here.
Toward TR.
Be heading up toward Bavard where I live.
Deal? Good deal. Which side of Bavard do you live on?
Penrose, Hendersonville side, right below DuPont State Forest there in the valley.
Good deal. Over kind of toward Penrose.
Exactly. That's what my address is, but most people don't know where it's at.
I'm a transplant. I'm from up there.
Roger that. I'm down here every day running the tool business, but Monday through Thursday anyway.
I'm up in Mills River and part of the fire department up there, and we ran mutual aid with Etowah and Horseshoe. I was down that way quite a bit.
What part of Mills River do you live in?
One time I lived on South Mills River Road, and at one time I lived on North Mills River Road.
How was that area?
On North Mills. I worked EMS up in Buncombe. I'd come home after a bad day, and I'd go in and drop everything, pull all my waders, and just walk across the road down to the river and fly fish all the way up to the campground.
Oh, yeah, so you lived a ways up in there, too.
Keep your mind right after a rough day, but only problem is then you end up in the campground and you got to walk all the way back home.
Thing. That walk could de-stress you real quick.
I'm going to step out of here. I am approaching Wade Hampton, so I get down here where I got to get over. I'm going to try to pay attention to what I'm doing. Go figure.
Nice to meet you. Be safe out there and have a good meeting this evening. And maybe one day I can get over there and catch up with you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Would you coming down? We'd love to have you. You be careful getting back up the mountain and have a safe one. 73 Kilo Zulu 4 Mike.